Commentator and international lawyer Chip Pitts cautions that pulling out of the treaty will have ramifications beyond the International Criminal Court. He says that other treaties and relations with other nations may be jeopardized.
For the U.S. to announce that it won't be bound by the International Criminal Court Treaty is like all your neighbors fighting a horrible fire. But the richest neighbor not only stays home, not only turns off his spigot so the others can't use his water, he sets fire to his own house. The U.S. didn't actually say that it was unsigning the treaty, but that's what it amounted to. Contrary to the U.S. suggestion, such action is unprecedented as far as I'm aware. At least the U.S. didn't also unsign the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, as also rumored. This Treaty on Treaties is a cornerstone of international relations. It provides that a nation is obligated to cooperate in good faith with the treaty it has signed, even if it hasn't ratified it, unless the nation makes clear its intent not to be bound. Today, the U.S. acted consistently with the Vienna Convention, but it also nevertheless revealed much about its negative attitudes toward treaties and international law in general. The Bush administration should reflect much more deeply on the consequences of its actions in this interdependent world. After 9/11, the link between events is clearer than ever. We've found that action against Iraq is hampered by the intractable conflict in the Middle East. Sometimes we flex our muscles only to realize belatedly that the laws we dismiss exist to protect our people as well. This happened with the flip-flops over whether the Geneva Conventions applied to the Guantanamo detainees. Reciprocity is the cornerstone of international relations and also of ethics. The International Criminal Court Treaty was signed by most nations of the world, including our European allies, so the U.S. repudiation will hardly help coalition efforts to combat terrorism or the world's other key problems. Most of these problems, like the environment, the spread of weapons of mass destruction, refugee flows, and regional conflict, are increasingly global. And for each of these problems, there is a key treaty that the U.S. has already repudiated, Kyoto on the environment, the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty, the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty. Put simply, if we can unilaterally repudiate treaties at will, what's to stop other nations from doing so whenever they desire? Other treaties, including the 12 anti-terrorism conventions, are now at risk because other nations will feel more free to discard treaties they don't like. Repudiating the International Criminal Court Treaty is especially myopic, since it represents a historic milestone in developing the international rule of law over the rule of force preferred by the terrorists. Had it existed on 9/11, it could have been used to try bin Laden and similar terrorists accused of crimes against humanity. In the final analysis, I see in the very top administration officials a deep distrust of foreign institutions, law, and multilateralism, all of which are represented by the International Criminal Court. This distrust blinds them to the many substantive and procedural protections in the treaty. We need to use every weapon in the war on terror that we can. This court is coming into existence on July 1st, whether the U.S. likes it or not. Repudiating it gives further needless offense to the rest of the world and our closest allies. More importantly, by taking a match to the very concept of multilateralism, it needlessly harms ourselves as well.
Chip Pitts is an attorney and international businessman based in Dallas.